Good morning. We're continuing Chayadim Klayutes Siman Aleph. So he says, it's important that people should be davening together, it's not that everybody should be holding a different place and they'll just be able to answer the Kaddish and Baruch and those type of things. L'chein chevel la'odam, it's a responsibility on the person. Shimar lover the basic nesses. He should come early. She asked him, should be able to start davening together with the chazan who's davening brachas. He should be ready to go by brachas. But they should yuchol his balak seder, and this will allow him to daven in the right order. Shem mitkila kol brachas. He'll say brachas of parshas atomid, and then he'll say parshas atomid. Shubav and seno aksha b'makom korban tomid shal shachar. His balak seder. So here we have that there is a mile in halacha of saying the tefillahs and the order which they're put down in the siddur. And there was a lot of thought given out by tremendous Bali Kabbalah, etc., the different levels of the steps of the tefillah, etc. So tefillah should be set in order. A person should say all of the brachas before. He should say Parshas Atamid, he should say all of Psukkot Zimra, etc. So we want you to daven. So, well, if you come late and you do that, you're going to miss davening together with the chazan. You're not going to daven together with the tzibur. You might be in the room. You might answer Kaddish or Kedusha, but you're not going to daven with the tzibur, possibly. So come on time, which means come early, have your talis and tefillin on before they start davening, that you should be able to be saying brachas, etc., in the right order, etc. So that's the point that he's saying over here. So that's one point that's important in the person. That a person, in order to get the mile of Tehillat Tzibur, you should also get the mile of Davin and Keseder, you have to come on time. Furthermore, Baharlech Baderech, Megila Ir. So, a person's traveling, and he arrives at a place where he's on the high road, between cities, there's no people around, it's not a safe place to stop. He finally gets to a city, a safe place to stop, and there's no minion there. He wants to spend the night there, but he knows but if he keeps traveling in the direction that he's planning to go anyway, another 4 mil, which would take him 72 minutes. There's a place over there up ahead where there's a minion. He can go there safely, not when it's dark, which was considered unsafe in those days, because traveling in the dark is not, you're not able to see. Dangers might be ahead, you won't see them. There's animals, there's people prowling, etc. So we're not going to be mechayiv him because the Tilb is able to go in a way which is not safe. But he wants to stop now, but he realizes he has another 2 hours of daylight, an hour and a half of daylight. He can keep going ahead, and he'll get within an hour from now, 72 minutes from now, he'll get to this next city where there's a minyan. Well, he's Tzarech Leilech B'Yechidi, and he won't have to go by himself at nighttime. Tzarech Leilech L'Sham, so the person should not stop here, and he's mechuyev to keep going to the next city. Again, this is because that he's traveling that direction anyway. Eventually, he's going to go to or through that place. So he's mechuyev to keep going to get the mile of Tehillat Tzibur. Well, acharav, if we're going to ask the person to say, he just passed a little while back a place which has a minyan. So then Tzarech L'Achzor Admil. We don't make him go back more than 18 minutes in the other, out of his way. Going back. So tomorrow morning he's going to have to continue. He's going to go there, daven Tehillat Tzibur, at Mincha Marav, and spend the night, and then the next morning he's going to daven Shachar, is there, and continue on his way. He lost 18 minutes worth of travel. Yes, you're mechuyev to do that. Keshis Bala Basura, to gain the advantage of davening with the minyan. Umikol Shkain. So if this is true, a person who's living in a city where there is a minyan, and he gets up early and leaves the city, and ends up not davening with the minyan, like if you're mechuyev to travel to get to here, how could you leave when you are here? Shelo lahashkim lo yashkim lelech meir. He shouldn't get up early to leave the city. She was telling us where they dealt with the minyan. Unless there's certain cases where the law says that's going to be permitted. But everything else being equal, it's just a question of convenience. A person should not take himself out of the opportunity of davening Tehillat Tzibur. And the Mishnah Berurah also points out, the person is living locally, so it's not a forward movement, it's not a backward movement, it's a lateral movement. He just wants to know how far he has to travel. He lives in the city, and it's a nice big city. and the other side of town there's a minyan. It's a 40-minute drive each way. Is he mechuyev to do that? So the shir Mishabura says the person is mechuyev to travel up to the distance of 1 mil, which is 18 minutes. The person would be mechuyev to drive, make a lateral move. So there's a shul, which is 50 minutes away. Yes, it's easier to daven at home. The shul 50 minutes away. You should get in the car and go 50 minutes to that shul, and then 50 minutes back. And that's your chiyuv, is to go that far. So he says the Kavach Harmer, if I'm telling you, if you're traveling, you should go backwards. Kavach Harmer, you should make a lateral move when you're within the city. So that's another point that he wants to bring out, that because of the cheshivas and significance of the tefillah b'tzibur, we're mechayev you this extra travel forward and some travel backwards, etc. Have a good day.